Director of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, in an appearance before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, offered a sober appraisal of the threat posed by radical Islamic groups.
They are still intent on carrying out acts against the United States, preferably in the homeland, if not against American interests elsewhere. I think they are looking both to develop operatives who they can launch from overseas. They're also, I think, hoping to radicalize those within this country.
Director of National Intelligence Michael McConnell says al-Qaeda has regained a significant level of its capability despite U.S. efforts to crack down on the terrorist network.
The fact that they have sanctuary in that tribal area between Afghanistan and Pakistan has allowed them to adapt and morph with sanctuary and committed leadership. They've rebuilt the middle tier. What they don't have are the vast numbers of recruits to carry out the acts they would like to perpetrate.
McConnell says al-Qaeda has made gains in connecting radical groups, particularly across North Africa, into the Middle East.
There are extremists in virtually any country. What al-Qaeda has been successful in doing is linking them. So now if you start across Northern Africa, in Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Lebanon, all the way across, there are groups now that affiliate with, and some even change their names to be al-Qaeda. So it almost takes on the connotation of a franchise.
The testimony came just days after al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden appeared in a videotape to mark the 6 years since the terrorist strikes on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. National Intelligence Director McConnell says the tape is being analyzed, but so far he does not believe bin Laden was sending a specific message to followers.
So far, we do not think there's been a signal. He's done this periodically.
McConnell says bin Laden's darker-looking beard has attracted particular notice among intelligence analysts.
The big question to the community this morning, is that beard real? Because, as you know, just a few years ago, when the last time he appeared, it was very different. So we don't know if it's dyed and trimmed or real, but that's one of the things we're looking at.
McConnell says the hunt for Osama bin Laden and his deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri remain top priorities for the United States, and significant resources are being spent on the search. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Robert Mueller told the Senate panel his agency is working to counter efforts by radical groups to recruit followers in the United States.
We do have individuals in the United States who adhere to that extremist ideology. And we work with our counterparts to make certain that we identify. After identification, determine to what extent there are others participants either here or overseas, and then work to disrupt those plots.
The chairman of the Senate committee, Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, said he is particularly concerned about that issue.
There are people right here in America who have swallowed the jihadist ideology and are prepared to kill innocent Americans.
FBI Director Mueller says his agency is working with the Muslim American community to develop ways to address the radicalization issue. National Intelligence Director McConnell says intelligence agencies have improved the way they conduct intelligence by reforming and streamlining their organizational structure, sharing information, and strengthening analysis. He called on Congress to make permanent revisions in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to allow the federal government greater authority to intercept phone calls and emails of suspected terrorists overseas and people in the United States. Congress last month agreed to allow the revisions for 6 months and will revisit the issue when they expire. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.